Zogt der Elgemisch der Weiter, mit sech des Ahalis, per Yud Beis, Mishna Ches. Kizai Yismin Ames, Mudbuk, Lo Iskupa. Quick reminder, what's an Iskupa? It's that little threshold or box, step up, and there you go into the house. It's like a block in front of the doorway. So the block goes from one side of the doorway to the other, and it comes out toward the outside of the house. There's a kezayis of a mace that's stuck to it. But it's stuck to the part on the outside of the house, not just on the outside of the house, but on top of the doorway. There's the mashkev. Mashkev also comes out a little bit. This kezayis min hamace, if you would draw a straight line from it upwards, it would be outside of the mashkev. Still says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer metamas abayis. Rabbi Eliezer will be metama the entire bayis. Why? Rabbi Eliezer holds that the entire iskufa is as if it's in the house. So kezayis min hamace and the iskufa, even if it's outside, and outside of the mashkev, is still considered a kezayis min hamace in the house, according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua metayer, according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, this part of the iskufa that's outside of the mashkev, further out than the mashkev. Again, the mashkev is that board on top of the doorframe. That's not considered like it's inside the house. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua says about Tanura. Vayter zakta mishna haya, if the kezayis min hamace nosen tachas ha'iskufa, if it was under the iskufa, somehow it was underneath this block. Again, on the outside part. Yidon mechza lemechza. So we're going to take this iskufa, and we're going to take the area of the iskufa from the house protruding out, and we're going to divide that area in half. If the tum is underneath the half closer to the house is tummy. If the tum is underneath this iskufa to the part that's more outside, then the house is tar. Now here there's no machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It's only if it's in an open place, explains the Tversi. So that's when Rabbi Eliezer holds that the iskufa is like the inside of the house. But if it's underneath, then this is how we do it. Mechza lemechza, we divide it in half. So this is similar to the halachas we learned all the way back in Perek Vav. Remember about the thickness of a wall? There's a tum inside, we said it depends on which half of the wall toward the outside or the inside. This is basically the same halach. Vayter zakta mishna, what if mudbak lamashkaif? In this case, the kezayis min hamace is stuck underneath the mashkaif. Again, the mashkaif, one more time, is the top of the doorframe. That top of the door frame also protrudes a little bit outside of the house. So even though it's toward the outside, what do you mean toward the outside? Well, you have the two doorposts on the side. And you have this beam on top of it, which comes out a little bit. So toward the outside means toward the outside of the house. The doorposts are behind it. So if the kezayis min hamace mudbuk is stuck, even on the outside part, past the doorposts, but it's stuck to the mashkev on the part where it protrudes toward the outside, I still say Abayis tell me the house is tameh, because any area underneath the mashkev is as if it's inside the house. And again, no machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would also agree. Who would disagree would be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi metayer. Rabbi Yossi would be metayer the house. Rabbi Yossi holds that part of the mashkev in front of the door that is not considered part of the house. Okay, so till now the shayla in the Mishnah was, the tumah is outside, does it come into the house? What if it's the other way around? Haya, this kezayis min hamace, nosen b'soich habayis, it was inside the house, zakta mishnah negeh b'mashkev tameh. If you touch this mashkev on top of the door, you are tameh, because the entire mashkev is considered as if it's inside the house. Someone touches it, it's as if he came in somewhat into the oil hamace. It would appear even Rabbi Yossi wouldn't argue on this case. Hanegeya b'iskupa. And again, we're talking about where the kezayis min hamace is inside the house, and this person touches the outside part of the iskupa. And he touches the iskufa at the part where if I would look up, I would not see the roof, I would not see the mashkev, I would see the sky. Rabbi Eliezer mitame. Again, Rabbi Eliezer holds the entire iskufa, this threshold, is part of the house. Just like Rabbi Eliezer said, if there's tumah on the iskufa, the house is tummy. If there's tumah in the house and you touch the iskufa, you're tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says, depends where he touches it. Mitefach olamatantar. If he touches the side of the iskufa, below the top tefach, he's tar. Because that is as if he's touching the karaka, says the Batinur. Mitefach ulamailan, but if he touches the side of the askufa that is within the top tefach, and vada, if he touches the top of the tefach, then tame, because that's considered part of the house. Wait a second. But Rabbi Yeshua told us beforehand, frek the Batinura, that when the tumah is connected to the askufa, the house is tar. So how come here that the tumah is in the house? Rabbi Yeshua says that if you touch the yiskufa with an atafach from the top, you are tame. Zakta batanura, here where the tumah is in the house, we have to be more machmir, and this is something we've seen all along, because it is the derech of tumah to go out, not to come in. Our rule is tumah can't stay there. It's coming out, and therefore the path of where it's coming out is automatically tame. So if the tumah is outside, doesn't come in. But Rabbi Yeshua says if the tumah is inside, the tumah has to leave the house. And that's the problem with the iskufa. So let's chaz over. How many cases do we have in our Mishnah? Case number one was, you had a kazayis min hameis that is stuck to the outer part of the iskufa. There's a shayla, you can look at the Mishnah Achrayin. Is it dafka if it's stuck? Or even if it's not stuck, it's just laying there. Does the Mishnah mean bedafka stuck as opposed to laying? Take a look here in the Mishnah Achrayin who discusses it. But either way, the Kazayis min hameis is on the outside part of the askufa. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the whole askufa is part of the house, and therefore, the house is tamei. Rabbi Yeshua says, the outer part of the askufa is not part of the house, and therefore, the inside of the house is tar. Second case in the Mishnah. The tumah was underneath the askufa. Then everyone holds, you divide the askufa in half, the outside part. If it's underneath the outside part, the house is tahar. If it's underneath the inside part, the house is tamei. Third case in the Mishnah, the Kazayis min hameis was stuck to the mashgoif on top of the doorway. It was underneath the mashgoif, but the outer part, in front of the two doorposts on the side. So while here Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer hold the house is tamei, Rabbi Yossi says it's tar. Rabbi Yossi says that part of the house does not belong to the house. Fourth case in the Mishnah was where the tumah was inside the house. So what's then if you touch the mashgoif? We said the person is tamei, even if he touches the outer part of the mashgoif. Fifth case in the Mishnah, if the tumah is inside the house and he touches the iskufa on the bottom, Rabbi Eliezer says he's tamei. This is Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasai that the iskufa, the threshold, is part of the house. And Rabbi Yeshua says, depends where. If he touches the side of the iskufa below the top tefach, he's tar. It's only if he touches the side within the tap that he is tummy. Why is Rabbi Yeshua more machmir with the tumah in the house than with the tumah outside of the house? Because he says tumah in a house has to come out. And memela, we always have more of a chumrah if the tumah is inside on its way out.